So I'd like to call upon Zaid Lambert to start with some Quran, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يئوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. Muhammadu wa salli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. Respected parents, young students, asatidha kiram, and those listening at home, alhamdulillah, we are honored to welcome each and every one of you for our annual jalsa. Now, the whole point of this gathering, first and foremost, is to give our young children an opportunity to show what they have learned, some of what they've learned throughout the course of the year, as a means of encouragement for them and for us. As we know, learning and educating ourselves in regards to deen is a journey that starts from the cradle to the grave. A person remains a student throughout his life. So we started as well when we were young, and we continue to study, and we should continue to pursue this journey of knowledge. So today is an opportunity for us to listen to our young children and listen with the intention of making amal and bringing into practice what we learn. Sometimes we look at these young children and we may think these are young children, but it's what they have learned that we can also implement, that we can also understand, and we can also bring into our life. So today is an opportunity for us to gather and to celebrate and to listen to and bring into practice what our children have learned and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, the message that He has given to us in the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah, many of the students, all of the students will be partaking today and showing us and educating us. So let's sit with the first and foremost intention that we are here to bring into practice what they have learned and what we already know they have learned. We know that this whole journey of the maktab, and inshallah later on we'll speak about the purpose of the maktab and what our role is as parents and teachers. But just as a brief introduction, I just wanted to make sure that our intention is correct. That we are sat here today, it's not for entertainment, it's not for any other reason except for wanting to learn about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these young children will be the means of us learning today, inshallah. So we sit with that intention. Also at the same time, we encourage them. So if we can, when they have finished whatever they have prepared, and we say loudly, MashaAllah, and we encourage them, rather than sitting quietly, this will also be a means of encouragement for these young, impressionable individuals, that we have prepared something, that they will have so much enthusiasm, they will have so much zeal and determination, as we see in these young children, these innocent children. And we have the opportunity to encourage them. So whenever they deliver something, and at the end, I request that all of the parents, they say loudly, MashaAllah, also, I would just want to make a point of this as well, that alhamdulillah, we've been able to facilitate in some form for our mothers and sisters. MashaAllah, some of the brothers, they know who they are, without mentioning any names, put a lot of effort in last night, throughout the last few weeks, to try and facilitate some way whereby they could also come and be part of this jalsa today. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward those individuals. Sometimes we don't see the work that takes place behind closed doors. We don't see the effort that takes place. And we think that it just came into, it's just a couple of wires or it's just a couple of things that were put together. But the reality is a lot of effort is put in. A lot of, you know, time, free time is given. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their efforts as well. And also we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, make these children a means of us becoming closer to Him. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sitting here today. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard our iman, the iman of our progeny. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sitting. Jazakallah.
Next, I would like to call upon reception class boys first and then the girl. Now the girls come. Next, I would like to call upon Muhammad Kamal from his class.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون ربنا إنك تعلم ما نخفي وما نعلن وما يخفى على الله من شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء صدق الله العظيم.
Next, I would like to call upon the year one girls to do a nasheed for us.
Thank you. access on.
Next, I would like to call upon Adam Sallu from his class.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر. يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب، أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان، فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. صدق الله العظيم.
Next, I would like to call upon the Year 5 boys.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الحق means absolute truth. No one else can claim his name except Allah.
Only Allah always existed. Only He never changes.
Every single word in the Quran is the truth, from the beginning to the very end. There are no mistakes and no contradictions.
Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam never lied. He was called Al-Amin by everyone in Mecca, even the non-Muslims.
When Allah promises something, it always happens. Like He promised victory after Mecca.
Jannah is true, Jahannam is true, the Day of Judgment is true. Every Muslim believes in this unseen world.
Allah says in the Quran, and who is more truthful than Allah is Tamer. This ayah proves that truth only comes from Allah.
The truth is from Allah. Lying is from Shaitan. When I lie, I feel guilty. The truth makes me feel clean.
When the Muslims are suffering in Mecca, Allah gave His promise.
فَإِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Indeed, with hardship comes ease.
The Muslims stayed strong even though we were few in number.
And Allah's promise came true. Years later, Islam spread to every corner of the world.
We learn from this to never doubt the promise of Allah, no matter how hard it gets. Allah is al-haq and His promises never fail.
The Quran is said perfect for 1400 plus years. No human could write it.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke the truth, even when he was hard, even his enemies trusted him.
Islam confirmed that, science confirmed later. That proves Islam came from Allah.
Let's end with the words of Allah and the dua for the truth in our hearts.
ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ. That is because Allah is the truth.
ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. جزاك الله
Next, I would like to call upon the year two boys.
I'm telling Melissa.
Okay.
Shush.
What do I need to do?
I know. I'm watching. I'm commenting.
Assalamu alaikum wa
explaining Allah's name, Al-Qawiyu.
Qawi comes from the word Quwwah, which means to have enough strength and power.
Allah is Al-Qawiyu. He has unlimited power and strength.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ayan, how are you today?
Wa alaikum assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, I'm good. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I am good.
Last night I was scared of the storm.
Don't worry, Ayan, when you feel scared, when Allah is Al-Qawi.
What does Al-Qawi mean?
Al-Qawi means Allah is stronger than any storm and He protects us.
Oh, next time I'll say, Ya Qawi, keep me safe.
You should definitely say that is the best thing you can do.
It also comes in the Quran. Inna Allah Qawiyun Aziz. Verily, Allah is most powerful and Allah is most exalted.
We should always say La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, because all strength is from Allah.
Look up to Fir'aun. He had an army built down the sea. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said Musa al-Salam, because he is the most powerful.
No matter how strong we are, we should be thankful to Allah.
Al-Qawi can do anything. He does not need anyone for anything.
And that's why we should always trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Jazakallahu khairan for listening.
Next, I would like to call upon Muhammad Ayan Hussein from Hiv's class.
Okay.
الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم وإن فريقا منهم ليكتمون الحق وهم يعلمون الحق من ربك فلا تكونن من الممترين ولكل وجهة هو موليها فاستبقوا الخيرات أينما تكونوا يأتي بكم الله جميعا إن الله على كل شيء قدير ومن حيث خرجت فول وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام وإنه للحق من ربك وما الله بغافل عما تعملون صدق الله العظيم.
Next, I would like to call upon the year 3 boys to tell us about the 99 names of Allah, Al-Alim.
Not even what I think or feel.
Does Allah know what is in my heart?
Allah knows that I'm happy, sad or scared even when I don't say it.
Does Allah see what I do even when I'm alone?
I should do good things always, not just in front of people.
How can Allah be pleased with me?
I should try to do good because I know Allah is watching and knows everything.
What does Al-Alim mean?
The one who knows everything. Allah's knowledge has no limits.
What does Allah know?
What we say. I do in public and private, even every leaf and raindrop.
What should we do knowing Allah is Al-Alim?
Be honest, do good, even alone. Ask Allah to purify our hearts.
Some people in the Prophet's time pretended to be Muslims, but didn't believe in their hearts. People were fooled, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Quran that He knew what was in their hearts. Lesson, we can hide things from people, but never from Allah.
Allah is Al-Alim. He knows everything perfectly. We can't hide anything from Allah, so we should be honest and sincere. Even when no one sees, Allah sees and knows.
Speak truthfully, but Allah knows if we lie.
Make dua to Allah to purify our hearts because He knows what's inside them.
Always try to do good, even when no one is watching.
Ask Allah to increase our knowledge and make us wise.
Allah is Al-Alim, the All-Knowing. He knows everything about us, what we do, what we say, and even what we fear. Let's be truthful, kind, and sincere. Jazakallah khairan for listening.
Next, I would like to call upon the Year 4 boys to tell us about Al-Mujib.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Today we are going to be learning about one of the 99 names of Allah, Al-Mujib. Who can tell me what Al-Mujib means?
Al-Mujib means the one who answers.
Who can tell me some of the daily affirmations we can say?
One of the daily affirmations is Allah hears every dua I make. This means that no matter how big or small, Allah Ta'ala listens when we call upon Him. That is why we should ask Him for everything. The second affirmation is Allah always answers even if we don't see it right away. This means sometimes Allah will give us what we ask for, or sometimes even better.
The third one is I should ask Allah for everything, big or small. We can ask Allah for good health, and we can even ask Him for a Lamborghini. We can ask Him for a small thing like a seat or a toy.
The fourth one is Allah loves it when I make dua. This means the more we ask, the closer we get to Allah.
How does Allah Ta'ala answer our duas?
Allah Ta'ala answers our du'as in three different ways. Number one, He gives us what we ask for straight away. Number two, He gives us what we ask for, but after a while, not straight away. Number three, He gives us something better than what we ask for, maybe in this world or maybe in Jannah, inshallah.
Does anybody know a hadith on du'a?
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يسأل الله يغضب عليه. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah is angry with the person who does not ask Him for anything.
This hadith means if we ask a very close friend or even our own brother for something, they will give it to us. If we ask them again, they might give it to us again. But there will come a point, maybe in the fifth time, maybe a tenth time, and so on, very generous, but even the 20th time. He will get annoyed and irritated and become angry and refuse to give it to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the opposite. He wants us to keep asking Him for stuff. He loves when we ask Him and even rewards us. He gets angry when we stop asking and stop making dua to Him.
Can anybody give me an example from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam?
When the early Muslims were being tortured, persecuted, and hurt by the non-Muslims of Mecca, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua, O Allah, strengthen Islam with one of the two men who you love more, Abu Jahl or Umar ibn al-Khattab. Allah Ta'ala accepted the dua, and Umar radiallahu an became a Muslim. He became Muslim in such a way that he was going out to kill the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is the worst action possible. And instead, he did the best action and became a Muslim.
What are the key points you have learned today?
Allah is Al-Mujib. He answers our dua, so we should start making dua.
A dua usilahul mu'min. Dua is a weapon for a believer. Dua is very powerful and can change our lives. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala is different, not what we ask for, but it's always for the best.
Allah is Al-Mujib. He hears every call, listens to every prayer, and gives us what is best. Let's make dua every day and trust Allah.
Jazakallah khair for listening.
Ameen.
Next, I would like to call upon Aryan Ahmed from Hifz class.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين أجرموا كانوا من الذين آمنوا يضحكون وإذا مروا بهم يتغامزون وَإِذَا انقلبوا إلى أهلهم انقلبوا فكهين وَإِذَا رأوهم قالوا إن هؤلاء لضالون وما أرسلوا عليهم حافظين فاليوم الذين آمنوا من الكفار يضحكون على الأرائك ينظرون هل ثوب الكفار ما كانوا يفعلون صدق الله العظيم.
Next, I would like to call upon the year two girls to teach us about Al-Adl.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we'll be learning about one of the beautiful names of Allah, Al-Adl, which means the most just.
Allah is always fair. He never makes mistakes. Even when things seem unfetched, Allah knows what is truly right.
To help us understand, we'll show you some short scenes about being fair and how Allah sees and rewards everything we do.
Amina brings sweets to the class, but will she share them fairly?
I brought sweets today. I'll give some to my best friends and not to others.
But that's not fair, Amina. We should all get the same amount.
Even if someone is your best friend, being fair means sharing equally.
Yes, Allah is Al-Adl. He wants us to treat everyone fairly.
You're right. Okay, once we eat for everyone.
Yay, now that's fair and fun.
Being fair makes everyone happy, and Allah loves it too.
Zaira gets a perfect score on her test. Fatima worked hard too, but didn't get the result she hoped for.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. I've got your test results today. Zainab, you got full marks on your test. Fatima, you did okay, but not your best.
I worked really hard and I revised every night. I tried really hard too, but I didn't get the marks I wanted.
Don't worry, Fatima. Allah sees your efforts, even if others don't.
Yes, Allah will reward you for trying your best because He is Al-Adl.
That makes me feel better. I'll keep trying and trust that Allah is there.
Trying our best is what matters. Allah is always just.
Layla sees someone drop their books and makes a fair choice.
Oh no, my books fell everywhere.
I'll help you pick them up, Yasmin.
That was a kind and fair thing to do, Layla.
Allah saw your good deed and He will reward you for it.
I want to keep being fair and kind because Allah is Al-Adl.
Thank you, Layla. Being fair helps everyone.
Let's always help others and be fair just like Allah wants.
Today we learned that Allah is always fair. Even when we don't understand everything, He knows what is right.
We should try to be fair with others in all that we do. Allah sees everything and will reward everyone justly.
Allah is Al-Adl, the most just.
Jazakallahu
khairan for listening.
Next, I would like to call upon the Year 6 class to tell us about Al-Mu'izz.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Today we will be informing you about Al-Mu'izz.
The giver of honor. We will start by reading some daily affirmations out. Number one, only Allah can truly honor someone. What does this mean? Fame and followers do not matter. Allah's view does.
Number two, Allah gives honor to those who follow Him, meaning obeying Allah makes you respected in the heavens.
Number three, no one can take away my worth if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it. What does this mean? Real honor is safe with Al-Mu'izz, the gift of honor. Number four, people, money, or fame cannot give me true honor. What does this mean? True honor is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So teacher, what does Al-Mu'izz mean?
Al-Mu'izz means the gift of honor. Real respect comes from only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So teacher, another question. How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor people?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors people by those who only obey Him, even if others don't see it.
What is real honor?
Real honor is not money or fame, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love and respect in the hereafter.
We'll read some stories to you now. I will start with the story of Bilal radiallahu anhu. Bilal was a slave, insulted and tortured, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
I heard your footsteps in paradise. Allah honored him forever.
Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu story. Feared before Islam, but truly honored after accepting it. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
if there were to be a prophet after me, it would be Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu.
The story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Thrown in a well, sold as a slave, put in prison, but Allah raised him to be a respected leader in Egypt. Honor comes only from Allah.
Most respected people in Allah's sight may be unknown on earth.
We shouldn't chase respect from people, only seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's closeness.
Only Allah can give true honor.
Honor is not fame or money, but is only given an honor from Allah.
Real honor is only given by Allah. Even if people say you have honor, you do not. You only have it if Allah gives it.
Al-Mu'izz is the giver of honor.
Let's seek His respect, not others.
Honor from Allah lasts forever. May Allah give everybody the blessing of understanding this beautiful name of Allah. Ameen.
Jazakallah khair for listening.
Next, I would like to call upon Muhammad Imran Khan from Hifz class.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة الرزق قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأتوا به متشابها ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون صدق الله العظيم.
Lastly, I would like to call upon the year one boys to do dua for us.
Boys and girls.
Special duas.
Everyone dua hand, please.
Ya Hadi.
Ya Hadi.
Ya Allah.
Ya Allah.
Please guide me.
Please guide me.
To the straight path.
To the straight path.
Amen.
Amen.
Ya Haq.
Ya Haq.
Ya Allah. Ya Allah.
Ya Allah.
Please help me.
Please help me.
See the truth.
See the truth.
Speak the truth.
Speak the truth.
Act upon the truth.
Act upon the truth.
I love the truth.
I love the truth.
Ameen.
Ameen.
Ya Tawwab.
Ya Tawwab.
Ya Allah.
Ya Allah.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
And help me. Do good things. And stay away from bad things. Amen.
Ya Mujil.
Ya Mujil.
Ya Allah.
Ya Allah.
Please make me beautiful inside and outside.
Please make me inside and outside beautiful.
Amen.
Amen.
Ya Adil.
Ya Adil.
Ya Allah.
Ya Allah.
Please make me.
Please make me.
Fair.
Fair.
And good.
And good.
Amen.
Amen.
Ya Kareem.
Ya Kareem.
Ya Allah.
Ya Allah.
Please take me to Jannah.
Please take me to Jannah.
Without asking me.
Without asking me.
Anything.
Anything.
Amen.
Amen.
Ya Mujib.
Ya Mujib.
Ya Allah.
Ya Allah.
Please accept.
Please accept.
All our duas.
All our duas.
Amen.
Amen.
Jazakallah for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.
Inshallah, there'll be a short talk soon. Meanwhile, inshallah, we'll continue with Durood Sharif, inshallah. Everybody, inshallah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inside voice. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 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 MashaAllah, well done. Okay, we're going to put on our listening ears again, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Before we conclude the jalsa, as a reminder for myself, for our respected asatidha, for the parents, and for all those who are listening, the grandparents and others, Alhamdulillah, we are very, very fortunate that we have the maktab system. This is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have the maktab and the whole system that our forefathers, our pious predecessors, our ulama, our senior scholars who have left this world and who some of them who are still around have implemented in this country. And for that we will forever be indebted to these individuals and ultimately to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when a blessing isn't recognized, it can never truly be appreciated. So recognition of a blessing will lead to a person truly appreciating the blessing and then taking full benefit from that blessing. So I think it's very, very important that what we take for granted is something which is unfound, unheard of in other parts of the world. And the effects of that have been devastating to many, many different communities. And we can probably reference many different countries, South America, and other parts of the world, whereby there isn't this culture of the maktab system, which has led to many individuals leaving the fold of Islam. Allahumma ahfazna, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Say ameen loudly, my brothers. The children have more zeal and determination than we do. When it comes to, we are talking about protecting our iman, that thing which is going to take us into Jannah, that belief in Allah which is going to be our ticket and our entry into Jannah. The passport that we need, the visa that we need to get into Jannah is going to be on the basis of having iman. So this is how valuable it is. So many of you will have realized already that the theme of the Jalsa today was iman. And as we know, we face many challenges within this country. And recently when we did the survey, for which many of the parents, mashallah, sent their responses, and if you are not aware of this survey, then please ask and we can send you the survey as well. Just to find out in terms of certain aspects of thinking and a mindset that the parents will have. So one of the questions that we posed was that what is your biggest concern about your child's Islamic upbringing today? And 50% of parents, they said, influence of social media and non-Islamic content. And then 33% said peer influence and bad company. And there was also some individuals who said that lack of interest from the child and lack of Islamic and also there were some who said that the lack of support from the child's father. Okay, So these are all issues that we face as parents, as individuals. These are all issues that we face in this current climate, living in this country. And we know what these challenges are. And we are fully aware of the role that the maktab plays. And as part of our approach in the maktab, we have introduced the Imaniyat lesson, which is a session which takes place towards the end of the maktab time. And there is the objective, there's the daily affirmations which we've heard, and there's a discussion that takes place, and some stories that are explained to the children from the seerah, from other pious predecessors. And then there's a homework activity. And the whole point of this homework activity is to bring the parents in to the maktab. And it's very, very important that we don't just think that sending our child to the maktab is enough. Especially with the huge wave of challenges that we have, whether it's a challenge of the Islamic identity, whether it's a challenge of belief, aqaid, whether it's a challenge of practicing and practicing and showing our faith. So all of these challenges that we have, the whole point of this Imaniyat lesson, or one part of the Imaniyat lesson, is that there's a homework activity. So if we are aware as parents and the child comes home, inshallah, we've received a lot of good feedback, whereby children, they go home, and on the way home, they will speak to their parents. They will have a discussion about what's been mentioned in class, about the name, for example, of Allah Al-Mu'izz, the one who gives honor, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave honor to Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and ultimately it's Allah who gives honor. And this isn't something that's just isolated for our children, it's for us as well. How many of us here, when the young children were making dua, how much of that resonated with us? That these young children are asking Allah Ta'ala for guidance. These young children are asking Allah Ta'ala for Jannah. It's something that we should do as well. So if we take one thing away from today, is the increasing our connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So this Imaniyat lesson serves the purpose of introducing the names of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in a practical way. Not just to the children, but also to us as parents, us as asatidah, a reminder for us that we have this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by virtue of His 99 names. And this is a way that we can recognize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a child knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who ultimately provides, then before he asks his parents, we want to be able to inculcate the parents, the asatidah, the teachers. We want to inculcate within the child this ability to ask Allah first. This is our aspiration. If the child is ill, then before he comes to tell his or her mom or dad that I'm not feeling too well, we want them, imagine the feeling that a parent would have if the child first was sat in the corner of the room and made dua to Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, I'm not feeling too well, make me better. And then he came to, or she came to, her mom or her dad and said that I'm not feeling too well, can we go to see the doctor? I just want for 1 second, just think if our child did that first. What kind of effect would that have on us? Do we turn to Allah Ta'ala when we have a need? Do we turn to Allah Ta'ala when we are feeling unwell? So this is something for us to ponder over, that these young children will be the means of our guidance if we engage with them, if we are bothered about their Islamic identity, if we are bothered about their ta'aleem and their tarbiyah. Unfortunately, we lead you know, busy lives. But the most valuable thing that we can give our children is time. More than money, we can give them, the most valuable thing that we can give is time. We may give them money, we may leave them money, but that's not a guarantee that they are going to use that money in the right way if we haven't spent time with them and tried to nurture them. Ultimately, guidance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make effort, we spend time with them, we try to teach them, we try to nurture them. Guidance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ultimately guide. So, there's three individuals within this relationship that we have. There's the teacher, there's the parents, and then there's the child. And all three individuals have to work together in order to improve themselves. Not the child, themselves. So, the teacher has to be bothered about the child. That I want to be impressionable upon the child in a positive manner, in terms of nurturing their deen, the ta'aleem and the tarbiyah, in terms of nurturing them, in terms of them reading the Quran, reading the dua, learning the dua, understanding adab and etiquette, understanding the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, understanding the laws of Islam. And what will be the benefit for the teacher? That if he is then teaching, he will then want to implement this within his own life. So he will have, the teacher will have this intention that I want to benefit myself by teaching these individuals. The child has the intention of coming to maktab. Even at this young age, if you ask a child, why are you going? I'm going to learn. I'm going to read Quran. Yes, that intention may be very basic, but I'm going to learn. And the parent should think that my child I am sending to maktab, but the responsibility is upon me. That as a father, as a mother, it's my responsibility to teach my child. And I don't have the ability. Sometimes it's a lack of knowledge. Sometimes it's other reasons to be able to teach them and to teach them deen. So I am sending them to the maktab so that they can get some foundation. And then I want to make sure that they implement this within the house. But ultimately, it starts with themselves. So that I'm going to implement it first within my own life. And this is then going to rub off upon my children and everybody and them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyyati, that every one of you is a shepherd and you are responsible for your flock. So there may be a farmer who has a flock of sheep and he may employ or use the services of a shepherd and say, take my sheep and go and graze them. But if the shepherd loses one of the sheep, who will feel it more? The shepherd will also feel it, but the owner will feel it more. Why? Because it's his sheep. He's invested in them. He's just using the services of this shepherd. The farmer won't say, okay, now it's their responsibility. It's the shepherd's responsibility. He will look after the sheep and bring them back. No, he will still want to know what's going on. How many sheep were there when you took them out? How many grazed? Which one didn't graze? Which one went away? What happened? So we have to have the same relationship in the sense that these are all our children. Yes. But Allah, if the parents need to realize, we as parents, I'm a parent, we as parents need to realize that the primary responsibility falls on my heads for my children. I may then send them to maktab, I may then send them to school, I may then send them elsewhere for education. But I need to make sure I keep tabs on them. And I need to make sure that I myself, I'm following what I want them to follow. So recently I mentioned in one of the Jum'ah bayans as well, and many a times when a person becomes a parent, then he will come and see a maulana, an alim, an imam. Say, I've just had a child, and now I want to make sure that within my house there's a good environment. I want to make sure that I am performing 5 times salah. I want to make sure my wife is performing 5 times salah. Why? Because now we have a young child. A child is impressionable. Now, how long this mindset lasts depends on the individual. Sometimes it is a catalyst for their whole life to change. So whatever we do as individuals, as parents, we need to ask ourselves that whatever I am doing now is going to be watered down later on in the next generation, the generation after. And we have challenges of affluence. Alhamdulillah, now we have a certain level of income, a certain level of affluence, money, which then leads to a certain apathy towards deen, a lack of interest towards deen at times. But remember, and this is the things that should ring in our ears, that if we have a lack of interest within our deen today, then there will be no deen left in our future generations. And that's not something which is a sort of mythical thing. We don't have to go far. We can go to different parts of the world where individuals went and there was no maktab system. And the parents were not too bothered about their whole migration was maybe because of financial needs primarily. And they went to these areas and now the children of those individuals have left the fold of Islam. So how unfortunate would it be that our forefathers that came, they made this effort. And we have different challenges. We have different challenges, numerous challenges. What they had, what we have, are different. But we need to stand up to these challenges and we need to make decisions that are inshallah going to support our young children. And mashallah, another thing is which is commendable is that as part of the survey, we asked a question that why do you send your children to maktab? Why have you enrolled your child in madrasa? Right? And there was a whole host of options. So some have mentioned to learn the basic Islamic knowledge. A certain percentage, 50% said, you know, to memorize the Quran. 97% to keep them connected with Islam. And all of these things are, you know, commendable, mashallah. We want them to have Islamic identity. We want them to make sure that they have this connection with their deen and they are connected to the knowledge of Islam as such. But at the same time, what we need to make sure is that we back up the option that we chose, we back that up with our actions as well. And this is the challenge. That at home, what is the environment? At home, what message is my child getting? For example, in madrasa they are taught, don't lie. Don't lie. We don't listen to music. We have to be very careful. But then when they go home, if they are getting the message which is contrary to this, then what is going to happen in the mind of the child? That, okay, in madrasa my ustad is telling me this, but at home this is happening. So are we contributing them to their understanding of the Islamic identity? Are we actually acting as a hindrance and as a harm? So these kind of opportunities that we have, the other question that we asked was, how many parents would be interested in parent workshops or training sessions? Parenting is difficult. It's one of the most difficult things that a person has to do. We know that. We get one chance. A child is only 7 for 1 year. It's not like, okay, they're 7. Then when they turn 8, we decide, okay, rewind the clock, they can be 7 again. We made a couple of mistakes. Let's go back in time and do it again. It doesn't work like that. So we have that one opportunity. We have that one opportunity. So we need support. We need advice. We need to help one another. So alhamdulillah, the madrasa has started as part of the HIFZ class, as a trial and as a start, that we do have workshops for a parent-teacher workshop on Saturday mornings for the HIFZ class parents, both mum and dad, and the students as well, where we have discussions. It's not a bayan, it's not a talk. You can ask the HIFZ class parents as well. It's more of a two-way discussion in terms of how we can benefit our children. How we can benefit our children. Alhamdulillah, I am hopeful, and from the feedback that I have received, it's led to some level of transformation. It's not just information. Many times we sit in a talk and we say, okay, this is what I heard, this is what I heard, this story I heard, mashallah, this was amazing, this was amazing. But as soon as we walk out of the masjid, there's no transformation, no change in our life. Life carries on. So as part of today, and in line with the theme, and inshallah the plan is that we do hope to extend this to the other classes of the maktab. Obviously, logistically, it's a bit more difficult. More students, more parents. How do we, and lack of space, make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitate some means for us quickly, whereby we have more space. Genuinely, we need dua. We need dua that we're now that we see that the masjid has now, it's in the sixth year, and the maktab is in the sixth year as well, and it's grown. Alhamdulillah. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant more unity, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant more acceptance. So we are trying to somehow facilitate some form of parent-teacher workshop, call it what you may. The whole thing is to benefit one another. Like I said, every single individual within that relationship of the teacher, the student and the parent should be thinking, how can I improve my life? How can I become more connected with Allah Ta'ala? How can I become more beneficial for the individual who I am affecting? Who I am influencing? My child, the student, the teacher, the parent. And it's a three-way relationship. So we have this opportunity. So at the same time, so there is a potential opportunity for that. And at the same time, in terms of keeping in line with today's message that we want to take away from here. And a very easy thing. And one of the children also made dua for that as well. That we make this dua from now, that, oh Allah, guide us to be the best individuals for these young children. That, oh Allah, guide us to be the best father, the best mother, the best teacher for these young children. And give us that guidance and give us that ability. Like I said, ultimately, words are very easy. Ultimately, guidance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide the individuals. And Allah ta'ala looks at our intention. If we are heedless and neglectful, then the chances reduce. But if we have some worry and concern, in terms of how can I make sure that iman is strong within my heart and within the heart of my child, and when I leave and I'm on my deathbed and my children are around me, then I'm not worrying about their iman, but I'm confident and they're being the coolness of my eyes. They are the coolness of my eyes. That I am leaving this world and I know that I have made effort on my child, that I have tried to make them aware of the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this then, inshallah, will be a means of us reading the kalima on our lips. Inshallah. Say inshallah, brothers. So the one thing that we want to take away is that we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve the iman of our children, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to easily overcome these challenges that we have. And there are more challenges to come. Those of us that may follow the media, the political landscape and those things, they will know that there's a heavy influence of the far right at this moment in time. There's a heavy influence of the far right at this moment in time, from top level government all the way to the bottom. So we have challenges, and far greater challenges coming. And if we don't buckle up and we don't start thinking that what do I need to do, then it's going to be a very rough ride. But if we ground ourselves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have hope that no matter how difficult it gets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist us. I ask every single one of the brothers and the mothers and sisters who are here today, that make dua for the teachers, make dua for our children, make dua for ourselves, make dua for the institute, for the masjid, for the madrasa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and, you know, make things easy for us and facilitate whatever we need in order to benefit these young children. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us all for the service of deen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us. And I want to say, mashallah, all the children, this is addressed solely to the children, did very well today. Everybody say, mashallah, for the children. I want the parents to be louder than the children. So you can also say, mashallah, all the children, because they're saying, mashallah, for one another. But I want the parents to be louder than the children, so the children hear that our parents are proud of us. I know when we go home on an individual, we say, Ikram, mashallah, you did very well. But at this moment in time, collectively, I want everybody to say, mashallah. So boys and girls, just wait, just wait. Let's let the parents say it first. So we want to say, mashallah, loudly. One, two, three. Mashallah. Come on, a bit louder than that. Come on, guys. One, two, three. And now the boys and girls are going to say, mashallah, as well. I don't think we can compete with the boys and girls. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sit-ins. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah.
Settle down, boys and girls. Settle down. Settle down. I know you're excited.
Boys and girls, now is a very special time for you. Listen, look at me. Now is a very special time for you. You know why? Because you see all those presents, they're for you. So, but listen. You're only going to get it if you can hear your name. So Hafiz Adil is going to be calling out your name, but if you're talking, then you're not going to be able to hear yourself. So I want everybody to be quiet and let Hafiz Adil do the award ceremony now, inshallah.
So do you want to do your class first?
Start with the little kids first. Okay, start with the little kids. Okay, boys and girls, we're going to start with the HIFZ class. So alhamdulillah, this year was our first HIFZ class, official HIFZ class, mashallah. And we have two awards, one for the Kitab and one for the Quran. So we, alhamdulillah, making sure that the HIFZ class students get the Diniyat part of the syllabus as well. We do Kitab every single day for half an hour, 25 minutes to half an hour at the end. So they also have exams for the Kitab class. And then obviously they memorize the Quran and they have a syllabus for that as well. So we thought that it's only fair to give importance to both these elements of the Kitab and the Quran. So they have a separate award for each. So starting with the Kitab award, the bronze award for the Kitab goes to Adam Sallu and Muhammad Ayan Hussein. So if they can just come forward and then just sit at the front, because they'll also be the HIFZ award as well. And then the silver award goes to Muhammad Imran Khan and Aryan Ahmed. And for Kitab, The gold award goes to Muhammad Kamal and Zaid Lambat. So that was for the kitab. And then in terms of the Quran award, so they had an exam where they had 5 questions from random places, what they've memorized, 10 lines. And there was a whole mark scheme for that as well. So the bronze award goes to Adam Sallu and Zaid Lambat for the Quran. The silver award goes to Muhammad Ayan Hussein and Muhammad Kamal. And the gold award goes to Aryan Ahmed and Muhammad Imran Khan. MashaAllah. Now, okay, boys and girls, year 6B, bronze position, goes to Binyamin Bamji and Yasin Lambat. Silver position goes to Khizr Ali. Gold position goes to Musa Yaqub Mahmood. Now, boys and girls, year 5B, are we listening? Year 5B, bronze position, can Muhammad Arham, Suleiman Laki, Rayhan Mayat, and Muhammad Bilal Mullah. So that's Muhammad Arham,
Sulaiman Laki, Rayhan Mayat, and Muhammad Bilal Mullah. Silver position goes to Usman Ahmed, Sahil Bamji, Muhammad Murad Ali, and Zaid Patel. Boys, you can go. And goal position, Hassan Ahmed Rawat, Rayan Lambat, and Isa Patel.
EQ class, class reception.
Children, look at me, please. Your turn is coming, but if there's noise, then I'm going to stop. Then it's going to be very, very slow. Do you want me to do the names very quickly so you get your prizes quickly?
Yeah.
Okay, then. So everybody get their finger and put it on their mouth. Very good. Then I can do it quickly. Then you get your presents very quickly. Excellent. MashaAllah. Now, year 4B. Bronze position, Abdul Muhaymin Butt, Muhammad Roshni, Abdullah Javid, and Zayan Fahad.
Is it too loud?
Remember, boys and girls, I have to stop then. Silver position, Shayan Patel. Haroon Dolatzai, Muhammad Nicholas, and Rayyan Lahair. And then goal position, Isa Raja, Isa Patel, and Muhammad Ali. Put your hand up, from the boys and girls, put your hand up if you're class 3. Who's in class 3? And then class 2? Okay, so I have to delay because of class 2. Class 2 is talking. Is it class 2 talking? Who's talking? Okay. Nobody's talking now. I can continue. Year 3. Year 3, bronze position, Muhammad Lunat, Rayyan Zahid, Muhammad Zaid Takolia, Zain Takolia, and Salahuddin Laki. MashaAllah. Silver position, Hafiz Tahir. Hafiz Tahir, man. Silver position, Muhammad Zayan Hussein, Adam Wali, Muhammad Yusuf Akhtar, and Muhammad Yaqub Mahmood. Boys and girls, I have to stop again. Okay. And goal position, Talha Bula, Uzair Ali, and Ahmed Mullah. Okay. I'm just waiting. Even the boys who have got their prizes, please. I know we've got our gifts. Can we just be quiet for a little while?
I don't know. Don't do that.
Okay. Year 2 girls, Bronze position, Aisha Raja, Leila Boskovsky, Rana Patel, and Sahla Khan. If you can come forward, please, quickly, please. Aisha Raja, Leila Boskovsky, Rana Patel, and Sahla Khan. Are they all there? Silver position. Aira Fatima Umar, Habiba Kathrada, Sara Daji, and Aisha Pathan. And now we're on to gold position. Fatima Daji, Asma Zahra Mullah, Maryam Rawat, and Alia Hafiz. MashaAllah. Okay. Huh?
So we're year two.
Okay, where are the year two boys? Year two boys? Hello, the year two boys. Are you the year two boys?
Okay. Okay.
You're next. Okay. Bronze position for the year two boys. Abu Bakr Roshni, Imaduddin Javid, Shakil Patel, and Muhammad Rais Shiraz. Shh. Huh? Silver position, year two boys, are we listening? Musab Nisar, Husnain Chibda, Isa Dawji, and Farhan. Gold position, Adam Kadir, Adil Balsari, and Ayan Lorgat. Okay, boys and girls. Okay, where's the year one girls? Year one girls. MashaAllah, very quietly, sir. Bronze position. Adit, year one girls, eh? Year one girls. Warisha Wajid, Umayza Badat, Anaya Khan, and Ayla Lahair. Ali, is it Aliyah? Aliyah Lahair. Aliyah. Okay, silver position. For the year one girls, Minahil Fahad, Aiza Adnan, Nusayba Ali, and Aiza Khizal.
It's two Aizas.
And goal position.
Impossible.
Teacher. Goal position. Faiza Rawat, Amelia Patel, Aisha Rawat, and Zara Zahir. Okay, year one boys. Where's the year one boys? Are the year one boys? Okay, sit down. Bronze position in year one boys, Raihan Kamran, Ibrahim Javid, Adam Zain Lahair, Hayyan Amir Khan.
Drums, yeah? Hafiz Adil. Hafiz Adil.
Boys and girls, we're nearly finished. I know we are very excited. We are also excited to give it to you. Few more minutes, inshallah, and then you can eat all your sweets.
Okay, silver position. Yusuf Bula, Hashim Butt, Isa Takolia, and Muhammad Ali Umar.
Sweet kind of a money.
And goal position, Khalid Mansoor, Sam Siddiq, Adam Rawat, and Muhammad Rawat. Reception girls, bronze position, Hanna Takolia, Halima Patel, Haya Butt, and Amina Daji. Come on, girls, if your name was called out, Hanna, Halima, Haya, and Amina. As you're present now. Silver position, Hanifa Badat, Amina Rawat, Zainab Lambat, and Sadia Ghani. And goal position, Sarah Rawat, Zahra Momaniat, Mariam Chobdat, and Sarah Lunat.
My last one can have a good shape. Reception boys. That's it. Finished.
Okay, reception boys, where are we, reception boys? Mashallah, you've waited very patiently. Bronze position, Sameer Patel, Zain Ahmed, Haytham Sufi, and Muhammad Hussein Akhtar. Muhammad Hussein, Zain, Haytham. Come on.
Sallallahu
Where's Muhammad Hisham?
Alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Come on, let's see Durood Sharif.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very nice and quietly. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inside voice, boys and girls, inside voice, I can still hear chatter. I know we're excited. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Silver position. Isa Daji, Huzaifa Rawat, Zaid Variawa, and Yusuf Siddiq. And goal position, Harith bin Sajid, Nuh Bobat, Ammar Sheikh, Umar Muhammad Mullah.
I
Hakim ke takana.
This doesn't make sense.
Why?
This doesn't make sense. Some wrong up there.
I knew it, that's where money's gone.
Okay, boys and girls, look at me. Look at me, please. Shh. Put your hands up. One hand up. Just one hand. Shh. Okay. We've nearly finished. Both hands in the air. So nobody should be holding anything. Not your certificates in the air. Just your hands. Just your hands. No sweets in the air. No medals in the air. Very good. Okay. Now listen to me very carefully now. Now, okay. Now there's one thing that's left. Can we see these trophies?
Yes.
G. So those are now, Hafiz Adil is now going to announce the student of the year, inshallah, for each of the classes. Keep our hands in the air. Shh. Keep our hands in the air. Shh. And quiet. Come on. Just a little bit of quiet. I know we're excited. MashaAllah. Well done to everybody. Right. Okay. Everybody look at me.
We're going to do this. We're going to announce the names. Yeah. Okay,
so Hafiz Adil now is going to announce the names for the student of the year for each class. And then they just come forward, okay?
Boys and girls. Starting from the HIFS class, Zaid Lambat. Next from the year 6 boys class, Musa Yaqub. Year 5 boys class, Hassan Ahmed Rawat. Year 4 boys, Muhammad Ali. Year 3 boys, Talha Bula. Year 2 girls, Fatima Daji. Year 1 girls, Minahil Fahad. Year 1 boys, Muhammad Rawat. Do I have to take everybody's sweets back? Reception girls, Amina Rawat. Reception boys, Zaid Varyawa. Reception girls, Amina Rawat. Year 2 boys, Adil Bulsari.
Last one, particular piece.
Listening ears, please. Boys, girls.
Fatima.
Do I have to say people's names? Do I have to say people's name in the microphone? Do I have to say your name in the microphones? Do I have to say everybody's names in a microphone? So nearly finished now. Last one. Okay. I'm going to start saying names now. Do I need to say your name? Yeah. Now this last award is an award for excellence. So these students, alhamdulillah, they showed unmatched dedication throughout the whole year. As to say that the targets as well, they achieved above twofold nearly, alhamdulillah. So firstly, I would like to call upon Adam Rawat. MashaAllah, well done.
Okay, excellent, well done. Okay.
Next, Khalid Mansoor. Nooh Bobat.
Are you going to be able to put in your bag? And
Harith bin Sajid. Now again, this award was for their outstanding excellence throughout their whole learning, throughout the whole year. Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah for everybody for coming. Continue to make dua for the children and the maktab. Inshallah, we'll finish with the dua. Boys and girls, dua time. Hands up. Dua time. Dua time. Dua time.
اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وانعم وترحم وتحنن على نبينا محمد اللهم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم اللهم انصر اخواننا المستضعفين والمظلومين في فلسطين امين وصل اللهم على نبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.
If everybody can remain seated, please. Just take a seat, please. Boys and girls, put your hand up if you came with your dad. Oh, Allah. Okay. The row at the back, can you try and go to your father? Wait. Khizr, row at the back, you go to your father. Boys and girls, if you